Welcome to the Basic Money Matters Show, where we will discuss tools and tips to help you manage your money. Are you ready to get your finances in order? Well, here's your host, Annette Sullivan, certified public accountant and owner of Temple Management Consulting, to show us how.
Hello, everyone. Well, welcome to our next episode on small business financial record keeping. I thought it was very important to have at least two series or two episodes on this topic, because from personal experience, this area can be a bit of a challenge for businesses of any sizes, and that is the processes around, or lack thereof, of keeping good records relating to the financial transactions of the business. As a result of keeping good records, your business then should be able to have a good accounting or financial accounting of your revenues and expenses in the form of financial statements. Any business that is challenged in this area, regardless of the size, there are businesses that have been around that have pretty significant budgets, that's been around for many, many years, that is challenged in this area. So don't think that just because you are a small business, a new business, that it's just you. What is most important is that you recognize that there needs to be a change in how you maintain your record keeping, and that you make that change. And so in the last episode, we simply focused on why should business owners keep records? And we talked about the reasons why. And then we moved on to what are some of the types of records that business owners should keep. And we're really talking about records relating to your financial transactions, sales and expenses, etc. We discussed some of that, but I want to spend a little more time on the types and really drill down today, because most of you are probably applying for the SBA Paycheck Protection Program loan, round two. And in working with companies in this regard, both large and small, I know some of the things that is being asked for in that application. And albeit it's typically not a very difficult application in terms of the information that is requested, but it is difficult if your record keeping is not a good system. If you've not been doing very well on your financial record keeping, which means instead of hitting a button and running some reports for the information you need for the application, you may end up digging in shoeboxes, opening up folders, developing records along the way in order to even apply for the loan. And these records would pertain to 2020 or 2019. And we are sitting in 2021. So you see why you do not want to be in the position of having to fumble around, gather records that ideally would already be in place, and an accounting system in place in such a way that all you need to do is log in and say, show me the report, and those are your numbers. Isn't that where you want to be for your business? If you are a new business, this is a wonderful time to start it out right. If you've been around for a while, this is still a wonderful time to make that change. So I like to talk about fundamentals. Fundamentals are very important. Sometimes when we're talking about financial related things or accounting related things, you have to be careful because you can either talk fast or use terms that people are not understanding. And for some of you, this may be too fundamental, but I don't think any of this stuff it's all pretty worthy of being repeated and just, you know, hitting home with what are those fundamental documents for any business, no matter what type of business you have, whether you are a for-profit, retail store, you are a hair salon, you you're a law firm or a medical practice, it doesn't matter, or a nonprofit organization. These things that I'm going to talk about will pertain to you. And it's one thing to have documents. It's another thing to have processes. And so we will talk about your processes, the processes around maintaining documentation is very important, because if you don't have a process, you could have documents all day long. Every single sale receipt, every single supporting documentation behind anything you buy, you could still have those documents in a drawer. You threw them in a folder. You have them, but they're in a folder. They're in a drawer. So what is lacking in that situation is a process around what you should be doing with those pieces of paper and when and how often. That is the process we're talking about. So I'm hoping that what I share in this episode is going to be helpful to you as you gather your information that you need to gather to determine whether you even you're eligible for the PPP loan or second draw number two. You have to be eligible for your second draw. And so the second draw, you are eligible if primarily, there are several conditions, but the biggest condition is if you can show that your gross receipts have declined by 25% or more in 2020 for one quarter. So let's repeat that. If you can demonstrate that in any quarter of 2020, your gross receipts or revenue, whatever name you use, declined by 25% or more from 2019, then you are eligible to apply for, generally, if you meet the other conditions. Now, you do not have to have a revenue or gross receipt reduction in all four quarters. You only need to meet that condition for one quarter. So I would suggest you test all four quarters. So the reason I bring this up is gross receipts. We're talking about record keeping, aren't we? So for those businesses that really have gotten it together and have good record keeping, have a good accounting system, all they need to do is basically log into their accounting system and run a profit and loss for, they can run a profit and loss, they can run any type of report, but they can run a profit and loss for one quarter, for each quarter, and then run that profit and loss for the same quarter in 2019, it has to be the same quarter, and determine whether or not there was an increase or decrease and what percentage it is. So you see how simple that is if you are if you have a good process around maintaining business financial records and you have documentation, you can simply run reports. That's where you should all want to be, where you simply log into a system and run reports. Because guess what? It is now March 2021, and we are talking about a previous year and previous years. Those are years that are in the past. So no one should be trying to develop those numbers or come up with those numbers in 2021, because it happened in 2020 and 2019. And that's about keeping things up to date on a regular basis. So if you're not one of those businesses that have an accounting system where you could simply run that report to determine if you're eligible for the PPP loan, then you may be a business. There are many ways that you are allowed to do your calculations. You can simply refer to your bank statements. So number one, every business, if you have a business, you must, at a minimum, have business bank statements. If you do not, that is the first change that you need to make, which means you are using personal funds. Or, because you certainly have to have bank statements, you have to have a place to put your money. So if you don't have a business account, then you're likely using a personal account. And that is a big no-no. No and no. Do not intermingle business affairs with your personal affairs. So make that correction now. And so go ahead and open up a business bank account. It doesn't matter the size of your business, how long you've been around, but a business bank account. So if you do have the business bank statements, you can determine your quarterly gross receipts. If you simply do not have really good records other than your bank statements, you can use your bank statements. So you would take bank statements for, let's say you chose the second quarter of 2020. So you would simply go and pull your April, May, and June 2020 bank statements and review the deposit section and determine, add it up for those transactions that represents gross receipts for those 3 months and come up with a total. Then you would do the same thing for 2019. Pull your bank statements for the same period in 2019, the second quarter, April, May, and June. Look at the deposit section, determine which one of those deposits are gross receipts, if all of them are not, add them up, and you have that total. Then you can subtract 2020 from 2019 to determine whether you had an increase in gross receipts or a decrease in gross receipts. If your gross receipts decreased in 2020, you would take that number, that reduction number, and divide it by the 2019 number. And that will give you the percentage. So the point of this all is the importance of business bank statements. You'll need your business bank statements for funders, banks. When you go to apply for a loan, you will need it for the federal government as support for some of the transactions relating to your PPP loan. If you got the PPP one, you will need those bank statements, because the bank statements show your transactions. It shows your expenditures, checks that you wrote, it shows those transactions. So I must say that, once again, it bears repeating, business bank statements is your first order of business. No matter how long you've been in business, you must have them, and you should be filing them in an easily accessible area. You should be able to get to your most recent ones, at least the past 2 years, pretty easily, whether it's a physical filing system or an electronic filing system. So let's move to, so let's say you have your business bank statements. Then when we're talking about keeping track of your gross receipts or revenues each month in order to determine what your revenues are for the organization, there are so many ways that you can do this. If you're very small and you don't want to be bothered with a computer to do it, and you're doing this, it is absolutely sufficient to have a manual system. So the nature of your business may be such that you are just fine writing down in a book every time you make a sale. Every day, every week. And then at the end of the month, what you should be doing is totaling it up. That's absolutely fine for a small business that doesn't have a huge volume of transactions, because obviously if you have thousands of transactions, that's not something that you can keep up in a manual system. And so most important things, if you're using that type of system, is that you do have a process which involves writing it down daily. At the end of the month, totaling it up, so you will know what your total revenues or gross receipts are for the month. Now, for those of you who have retail businesses, likely you'll have cash register receipts, and you sell your products and you accept credit cards. You accept various forms of payment. Some of your businesses, you may invoice your customers. You may let a contract with a customer for a sale. Some of you, nonprofit organizations, you may have grant contracts, letter of pledges from contributors. All of these various documents are what we call source documents, or basically the proof that a sale has been made. Proof that a sale has been made is cash register receipts, your manual listing, if that's what you choose to use. Because some of your businesses may be where you may have a hair salon and you accept cash, and you're not giving a receipt to your clients, but you're writing it down someplace in some form. Now, obviously, there's a third-party objective receipt if you accept credit cards, because you have the merchant card statements there. But the point of it is, your source documents for your revenues or gross receipts are all of those types of things. A grant contract, a letter of pledge from a contributor, a customer, if you issue a customer invoice, a contract, merchant card statements, your PayPal reports that shows money's coming in, your Square reports that shows money's coming in. You see, all of those cash register receipts, tapes, all of those are what we call source documents or proof. So the trick is, well, it's really not a trick. Question is, what do you do with those? Those should always be maintained for each month. Okay? for each month in some type of orderly filing system. But at the end of the day, the information on those source receipts should be recorded in your accounting system, whether it's a manual system or it's an electronic accounting system like QuickBooks or some other accounting software. But if you have 50 transactions for the month and they are all cash register receipts or they are all customer invoices, in some way, all 50 of those transactions need to be entered into some type of journal. It's either your manual book, that's a journal, that says on March the 1st, we sold $500 of this product or service. And if you want, you can put the customer name if you have that kind of information. That's either going to go in your manual journal, sales journal, or that's going to go in your electronic accounting system. But regardless, all 50 of those transactions needs to be recorded in some way individually and then summarized and totaled so that you would know for the month what the total is. That's accounting. And that is what every business should be doing on a current basis every month. If you are doing that, then you should be able to generate or prepare a profit and loss statement every single month. And we'll talk about the flip side, the expenses as well. But that's the revenue side. If you are not doing that, then you are guessing how much revenue you have. Now, you may not be guessing. You may be taking all 50 pieces of paper and sitting down on a calculator and adding it up and say, "Ooh, I generated $12,000 this month." Well, that's good to know, but it needs to be in a formalized system. You cannot be on the back of your hand, cannot be on a post-it note. It needs to be in a formalized system. So then let's move to expenses. Well, expenses of a business are various and sundry for each of you. You all have different types of expenses, and this is really no different than gross receipts or revenues. There is a piece of paper. Almost 99% of the time, there is some sort of piece of paper, receipt, report, something to back up anytime you pay for something for your business, whether it's payroll or something you bought from a vendor. There is a paper trail, and you must maintain that paper trail. If you go online and make a purchase through Amazon for business supplies, you know there is a sales order on Amazon that you can simply print out if you're keeping hard copies, or save it as a PDF if you're keeping electronic copies. It has the amount of the purchase and it has the detail of what you purchased. That's a receipt. So every expense should have a piece of paper to support it. You'll need that for the IRS for your taxes. And just like gross receipts, you will need to have a method, a process of keeping track of all of those expenditures for the month. You can do it manually. Now, the difference is you'll have to have categories. You may not have to have categories for your gross receipts, but you will need categories for your expenditures. And what do I mean by categories? Well, it's either, what is the nature of the expenditure? It's supplies. Or it could be your rent payment. It could be utilities. It could be the telephone expense. You see, you have categories. Now, when we're talking about keeping manual records for your expenditures, it's going to be a little more cumbersome, because the gross receipts or the revenues, the money's coming in, is pretty simple. You don't necessarily have to have those categories. But when it comes to expenditures, you need to know what you spent it on. So you have to have what we call a chart of accounts. A chart of accounts is a listing that is very, very specific to your business of the types of expenditures relating to your business. So let's assume that you have a retail shop. And so I'm going off the top of my head, but with a retail shop, you're going to have merchandise. So you're going to have something maybe called cost of goods sold. That's a category or an account. Account and category is the same thing. Certainly, you're going to have rent for the facility, the location, unless you're an online business. So if you're a physical location, you'll have some type of rent expense. That's a category. A utilities expense. That's a category. So these are the categories of expenses that pertain to your business. So every time you write it down, if it's manual, you need to write down the date, the amount of the expense, the category, and who the vendor is. Who did you pay it to? Okay. If you bought supplies from Amazon, it would be Amazon, and the amount and the category would be business supplies. So as you can see, that it will be pretty cumbersome to keep track of your expenses in a manual handwritten record book, which as you begin to grow your business, you'll likely need to and will want to move to an electronic accounting system. But the bottom line, as is the case with gross receipts, is your process. You absolutely should not take all of those receipts and documents for the entire month and throw them in a drawer. Because now you've just created a really, really big project for yourself at the end of the month. And guess what? What if you don't get to it at the end of the month? Then the project gets larger and larger, because then now you've got the next month. And now the drawer is getting fuller and fuller of receipts of your expenses. And they may not be in folders for the month. So now you're digging in this drawer with receipts for many months. You do not want to be in that situation. And I tell you, you do not want to be in that situation if you are or have gotten a PPP loan. Every expenditure that you made, that every expenditure should be an eligible PPP expenditure following those guidelines. You should have receipts kept in an orderly fashion in a folder or whatever your method is pertaining to that loan. So if you have a process for your business already, then that process will, you will use that same process to keep track of your PPP loan expenditures. I thought it was very important to drill down and really talk about this at this level, because I know many of our businesses, small and large, struggle in this area, either don't start out this way or fall off or what have you. Hey, but guess what? You're not in a boat alone, but it is not a good boat to be in when you're talking about needing to fund your business. If you need to fund your business, and I don't know anyone who doesn't need to fund their business, you need to have a solid process around keeping track of your revenues and your expenditures on a daily basis and on a monthly basis, using some system on a regular basis that will allow you to generate a report pretty easily at any point in time. I don't think I can summarize that any better. And so in our next episode, I think we will talk a little bit about payrolls, how to account for that, what types of documents you would need to support your payrolls, how do you know whether you are really an employee, some of the things that gets some smaller businesses tripped up here and there. And then we'll also generally discuss the types of tax returns. You need to have tax returns already in place, at least for 2019, to even be able to pull together numbers for the PPP loan. 2019, everyone should have tax returns for that year, unless you have some special situation and have filed some continuing extensions. Don't know what that might be. However, we are going to move in the next episode to small business record keeping part 3, and do appreciate each and every one of you listening to this episode. And we really do appreciate Hindsight Media Radio 103.5, where we are aired and where there is always something good to talk about. Hindsight Media Radio has great music and great shows. Listen in, and thank you to this episode of Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and business and make it easy for you to understand.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Basic Money Matters Show. Please visit our website at templemanagementconsulting.com. Be sure to tune in for the next episode of Basic Money Matters. Thanks again for joining us.